This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They want more.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Thompson will go in, forces up a left-hand shot. That doesn't go. Loose ball on the deck. Curry comes up with it, steps over Şengün, dribbles it to the front court, puts on the brakes, has Buddy Hield wide open, left corner, three ball on the way. He got it! It's a 20-point lead for Golden State, and the lights are starting to go down here in Houston.
Bow, bow, bow.
All righty. Buddy Hield, ladies and gentlemen. You don't win that game without Buddy Hield. I don't think you win that series without Buddy Hield, but the Golden State Warriors win a Game 7 yesterday, Goo, in Houston, and they looked real good. Pretty much the opposite of the way they looked Friday.
Yeah, and I'll just take it back there. Shout out Ice Cube. I was there Friday, Sonny, and I was despondent. The Warriors did not... They didn't look like themselves, and I'm telling you, I let that filter over into Sunday. You text me right before tip, how am I feeling? And I said, you know what? Steph will not allow this team, and it's shameful, but I went there because he's the captain, right? One of them. He is the chef. He will not allow them to lose three in a row. And Steiny, who saw Buddy freaking Hield go 9 of 11 from deep? They needed everyone. I'm happy for him, but I'm happy for the team. I didn't want the season to end that way, and I was nervous. I was scared. And Buddy came to the rescue, and all I can say is, Steiny, and I'm butchering it early, shout out Shasky, bop, bop, bop. Because that's what he did, and it was incredible. And the Warriors went zone. They were without GP2 and Draymond Green. Everything that I didn't see the past eight quarters from Warrior basketball regarding him dealing with the double bigs for the Rockets, he had on display, and he was a one-man wrecking gang yesterday, Steiny. So I'm fired up. We got another series to look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, I know one guy – who kind of saw it coming.
Give it to me.
Steve Kerr.
Wow, wow.
And Steve Kerr has seen it coming all year, and that's why he always kept Buddy in the mix.
Yeah.
Because that's what he can do once in a while, and he was the single biggest reason you end up winning that game yesterday. And it's funny, I was I saw Sam Amick's story in The Athletic about Jimmy Butler and how
I saw Sam Friday, yeah.
And how, you know, the trade of Butler was a risky one, but now that they won the first-round series, this may have made it all worthwhile, the Butler trade. And my thought is, well, getting Buddy Hield right now is the same way. I mean, he was worth it because he just helped win you a series.
Yes, he did.
And that's what it's all about. And I get it. He had some ups and downs during the regular season, got off to a great start, and, you know, slumped a little bit after that. But he
didn't
still
score
had,
in game six, Donnie.
He's
not 1 point.
Yeah, he still had some up and down games, but that's why he kept Buddy Hield hanging around the rotation for the entire season. And Buddy played every single game.
And you can, so you're telling me, Stani, you can survive a game seven where you get 3 points from your bench in total. Steph Curry, in regard to scoring, because he had double digit rebounds. I mean, this was the first game in regard to Steph that a Warrior player had a double double. So just think about that, how hard this series was. Steph did that. But we talked about it, and you kind of didn't, you never pushed back. But I was like, you know what? Clay's replacement's been Buddy Hield. But we'll always remember Game 6, Clay, in OKC. But, Stani, now we have something to put next to it, and it's the Game 7 Buddy Hield on the road in Houston. And, boy, that was a rock fight early. But the Warriors' defense, to me, got up off the mat because, Stani, for whatever reason, Game 5 and Game 6, I didn't recognize the Warriors. I thought they lost something, and Houston had figured something out. So it was special on both sides of the floor yesterday. Collectively, the Warriors' defense led by Dre, Steph rebounding, and then offensively, again, I just can't talk about Buddy Hield, who Bonte and Shasky, Bonte in for Spadoni today, they had him on. And Steiny, he's got to be feeling good, and everything, everybody with the Warriors organization right now.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, you had a
scare.
Interesting weekend. Friday, you got beat, meaning there was going to be a game seven. Then they go out in Houston and win game seven and win it convincingly. And now they open up the next series against the Minnesota Timberwolves. But I want to know how Warrior fans' weekends went. Because it must have been a roller coaster for you.
Yeah.
Because Friday was not very good. It looked like, you know, they were running out of gas. But essentially what happened is, you know, I was thinking this after they lost Friday. They're in the exact same spot that they were in 2 years ago against the Sacramento Kings. They lost the Friday game where they could have...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
On my podcast, Aspire With Em Agreed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire With Em Agreed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sealed it. They had to go to Sacramento for a Sunday game, and that's when Curry scored 50.
Yeah.
And yesterday, Curry didn't get 50, but Buddy Hield got 33 on the road in Houston, and they did exactly what they did to the Kings 2 years ago. They won a game seven on the road. Now, if you want to take the comparison a little further, and I don't want to get too into Minnesota,
right,
but now they got game one against Minnesota tomorrow.
Gotcha.
And Minnesota's been kind of hanging around. So that's going to be a tough game for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Hey, but Stoudemire, we got to enjoy this. We got to savor this because I was just thinking about the Bay Area as a whole, the station here. Are you really telling me it's over in the first round? And is despondent, Stoudy, because we hadn't talked since Friday. I sent you the clip of Doris Burke after watching the game again Friday of Draymond's early foul where he hit young Jalen Green upstairs early. But he gave a speech. He told us, Dre, and he called himself out first. And that galvanized the troops. And, you know, they got off to a good start early, and they didn't relinquish it. I know Houston came back from three, but Stoudy, we got to give Kerr credit, too. They went zone. And I know it just sounds easy, but that flustered or flummoxed the Rockets early, and And it wasn't about athleticism. It wasn't about Fred VanVleet. What are we going to do with him? The zone just, it threw Houston off, and the Warriors just took advantage of it the whole night?
Yeah, I thought Houston was tight.
Tight, yep.
I thought they were definitely tight. I thought Şengün missed a ton of shots that, you know, it's funny. You watch a game early like that, and Şengün misses a little half hook from 4 feet, and you're like, well, I like that shot. And then 7 minutes later, he gets a little five-footer, and he can't make that one. And you're like, ah, boy, that's still a really good shot. And then you realize you're in the fourth quarter, and he's missed seven really good shots. And a lot of that had to do with the Warriors' defense, but he was very inefficient yesterday.
Man.
And then only Amen Thompson really was there to support him. And the Warriors, they got a superhuman performance from one of their role players, and because of it, they're going to the second round.
No doubt. And I'll tell you this, as much as we can throw flowers everywhere, right? But at the bottom, except the bench, but the bottom line is, as great as Buddy was, Steiny, and he was shooting that thing, how many games have we seen him on the court? Because defensively, he has not been a cone. You know, he's given effort.
Yep. He was good defensively again last night. Staying in front of his man as best he could. And, you know, it's interesting. They didn't get a lot of great performances yesterday.
Right.
But for Buddy Hield, I'm talking about outside their big three.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually thought Curry was really good yesterday because he was defended well again. Excuse me. Only had 16 shots, but he didn't force anything.
Yeah,
he did not turn the ball over. He assisted. He helped out with the rebounds. Draymond was great defensively again and chipped in with some points. Butler did his thing. And then Buddy Hield. Those four guys brought it home for the Golden State Warriors.
And now we got a series, Don. 12 more.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Don't cough into your mic. Are you okay?
Well, I need a little water. I got you.
Yeah, just go to goo. Turn off your mic for a sec.
Got a little phlegm in there.
Yeah, shout out Dave.
And, of course, Guru, the first guy who says, we're not going to get into Minnesota, but then he says 12 more.
I text Myers. Hey, can we talk about Minnesota now? I think we can. Tomorrow, Stoney.
That's a weird assumption.
957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, what'd you think of that game yesterday?
Woo!
And we can take the whole weekend into consideration. They lose a heartbreaker. Well, it wasn't a heartbreaker on Friday. They got beat pretty good on Friday here, but they made amends with a win yesterday in Houston. Minnesota's next.